listen. Now, this is a self-evaluation question this morning. You do not need to make any confession whatsoever to me. When I was teaching, I would do two activities with my students at the beginning of every year. And why they never told the kids the next year, I don't know. But the first one, they were handed a piece of paper. And everyone would have to just leave it so the blank side was up until I said go. And my only instruction to them was read all the instructions. So they would turn it all over and they would start working. Now, the first instruction on the paper said, read all the instructions before doing anything. That was the very first instruction. It was similar to the one I gave orally. Yet all of a sudden, I would see kids popping up out of their seats, patting themselves on the head, rubbing their tummies, pulling on their ear, and then they would get down to the very last one, and it said, ignore all the other instructions, put your name on the paper, and turn it over. See, that I was trying to see is how well would they pay attention and listen. As a science teacher, it was important for me to make that point that if you can't follow the instructions I give or the instructions on a piece of paper, what's going to happen when we go to do a lab? If the instructions say, put on your safety goggles, I expect to see your safety goggles on your face. If the instructions say, follow the steps in order, if you don't follow the steps in order, then more than likely your experiment's going to look like some kind of potion gone wrong from the Harry Potter movies. And someone's hair is either on fire or they're now growing boils from their nose. The second activity was a pure listening activity. I would have two children sitting at their tables facing each other, and I would take one of those big science boards and put it between them so they couldn't see each other. Then I would hand the two students bags of Legos. Now, each bag was exactly the same number of Legos, the same shapes, the same colors. And I would have one student take their bag of Legos and I say, make something with them. Put them together any way you want. So they would put them together. And then I would say, now tell him or her how to put theirs together, but you can't show it to them. You can only describe how they should put it together. And the other person was reminded, this is where you need to listen carefully. You can ask questions. You can ask all the questions you need to ask. You just can't peek around the board. Nor can you have your friends out there tell you what to do. You need to listen. And that was the whole point of these two activities, was to stress the importance of listening. So how well do you listen? Especially, how well do you listen to God? Are you listening to God? That might be the first question. Are you listening for God to give you instructions in your life? Are you listening for God to answer you when you go to God with a prayer and a question? I believe with all of my heart that God will do whatever God needs to do to get our attention. Because we don't have a long attention span. Let's be real. We're as bad as a third grader. But God will do whatever God has to do to get our attention. God provides us with opportunities galore to get us to move into and develop the relationship with God and to hear what God has to say to us. Yet there comes a time in our Christian maturity in which we need to take the responsibility of listening to what God is saying and inviting us to do. It becomes our responsibility. Think about God's relationship with the Israelites. God began this relationship with these people before they were even known as the Israelites. They didn't have a name. They were just some people. They were one small segment of one small family in a part of the world that was next to nothing there. Yet God called people, Noah and Abraham, to tasks. God continued to be faithful to God's part of the relationship, and through all the years that God called the people, the Israelites, God's people, God continued to speak to them and provide for them if they would listen. In their years of enslavement and to the Egyptians, in their years of exile in Babylon, in the many years in which the people did not listen to the prophets, in the years that the kings led the people, many of them led the people away from God. Yet I want you to hear again the words that were heard and spoken of just a few minutes ago. Hear, O my people, why I admonish you. O Israel, if you would but listen to me, there would be no strange god among you. You shall not bow down to the foreign god. I am the Lord your God, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt, opened your mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people, here we're speaking of those Israelites, my people did not listen to my voice. Israel would not submit to me. We could say, my people did not listen to my voice. The Christians did not listen to me. So I gave them over to their stubborn hearts to follow their own counsel. Oh, that my people would listen to me, that Israel would walk in my ways. And here's what God promises to do when they listen again. Then I would quickly subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their foes. Those who hate the Lord would cringe before him, and their doom would last forever. God would be there for them if they would just listen. The people did not listen to God. They did not do as God had asked them to do, because they did not listen. God gave them their stubborn hearts. He let them live as they choose. God does not force God's self upon the people. God invites. God calls. Yet we must listen. If we are truly listening, we would see in all actuality that God does not ask a whole lot of us when God calls upon us. God gives to us everything, everything we could possibly need. God even puts the words in our mouth when we need that opportunity or meet that opportunity to speak to someone else about God. So we don't even have to think about what to say. God will put the words in our mouth. God gives everything that we need. God gives us all the money we need. God gives us all the time we need. God gives us the talents we need. And God's not asking for a lot back, 10%. God's looking for us to give back our time, our talent, our treasures. But first, we need to ask ourselves, are we listening to the things that God is asking us to do? Some of you are sitting here this morning, and in your heart, you know you need to be doing something to serve God. And you've been twiddling your thumbs, counting ceiling tiles, and wondering, why aren't I doing anything? Well, I can tell you right now, there's a need in this church for those who have some time. A few hours. I'm not asking for the whole day. I'm not asking for a half a day. How long do you all meet to work?
2 hours.
Okay. So I'm talking 2 hours a week to go and help hand up ministry. Fold clothes, sort clothes, hand them out to people who have no clothes. Think about the hours in a day. 24 hours in a day, 7 days a week. And Hand Up Ministry is looking for your help for 2 hours in that week. If your heart is saying, I need to be doing something because God is calling me and I need to listen, see Deb after the service and volunteer your time. Are you listening to the things that God is asking us to do? God has asked us to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and with all of our mind. That's the big one. Love. Sharing that love. Grabbing onto that love. But our Hebrew scripture this morning reminds us of some other things that God is asking of us. God's asking us to show hospitality. Now, that doesn't mean just setting a nice little table in the fellowship hall so when some folks come in after church or during the week, they have some cookies and punch. Hospitality means also remembering the prisoners. Maybe your ministry is called to do some prison visitations or writing letters to prisoners. Remembering those who are ill. If you have not looked at our new website yet, you need to be looking at the page that says Congregational Care. And what I've started doing is I've taken the green sheet that we pray with each week, and I'll take those prayers and I put them on the website. So all you need to do, you can't think, well, I don't know who to pray for. Okay, go to the website. Go to Congregational Care. And you're going to see 2 weeks' worth of prayer requests. Get on the Prayer Warrior page for MCC of the Spirit on Facebook, because Laura and Fern make sure the prayer requests are there so that you can also not only add your requests, but you can be praying for all those who put their requests. We're told to honor a relationship. Okay, the scripture said honor the marriage bed. That would equate to honor your relationship. Remember that honey that you have. Be committed to that person and be honorable in that relationship. Hebrews also reminds us to be content with what we have. When we're not content is where greed comes in. That wanting of what we don't have, that covetousness of what others have that we don't. Be content with what you have. If you were to truly start looking around your house, you would very quickly realize that you are wealthier than the majority of this world just by the things you have in your home. Love ourselves and others. It's gotten to the point where I sometimes don't want to open Facebook or the website any longer, or any website, because it seems like weekly now we're having a mass shooting somewhere. And in this particular case, it was someone who was in their car driving through a parking lot, shooting out the window of his car, just shooting at anybody who was there. No rhyme or reason. As if any of the other ones had rhyme or reason to them. But what a difference. What a difference we would have in this world if we'd actually practiced to love others and love ourselves as God has called us to do. Are you listening to these words of God? Our gospel reading this morning in Luke says, be humble, let someone else exalt you. Okay, so maybe you didn't get that promotion. Maybe you didn't get the best desk by the window. Let someone else eventually exalt you instead of pumping yourself up. When God calls, when God asks, are you truly listening to what God might be asking of you? Again, God is calling us into relationship with God. Are you truly in relationship with God? Are you spending time with God daily? Think about your own personal relationships. Do you really go through the day without speaking to the person you consider your significant other? Is God not your significant other also in your life? Which means, do you spend time with God? And God calls us into relationships with others, our friends, our family, the stranger, the alien. Today we're going to the ballpark for our summer picnic, a time where we can be a family outside of these walls and rejoice and celebrate together, just celebrate who we are as a church, spend time having some fun. Let us keep praying that the clouds keep rolling on by. But it's a time for us to do as God has called us to do, to be in relationship with one another. If there's someone at the picnic you don't know very well, go sit with them for lunch. Get to know them. Talk to them. Are you listening to God? Or are you like those Israelites that have turned a deaf ear? Are you forgetting to follow God's counsel? Well, it'd be easy to forget to follow God's counsel if you're not listening to God's counsel. I truly believe that when we listen to God and do what God asks, God will do for us just as God promised to do for the Israelites. Remember that promise made to Abraham that Abraham never saw completed. I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky. Abraham listened. Abraham believed, even though Abraham would never see that promise fulfilled. But God did fulfill that promise. As God would be there for the Israelites against their enemies, so too will God be there for us to give us the desires of our heart and to be with us in all of our concerns. Church, practice your listening skills. Listen for and to God. Amen. Would you please rise as you are able as we join together in our hymn of response.